Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It is the sixth day of April, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you got to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 60 degrees here, 4,200 feet in high Cascades of Northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 62 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, of course, with showers, and it'll be 47 tonight, they're saying. We'll see. I'm tired of this goddamn winter shit. We're going to start out just by doing a little bit of fucking talking when we get back. Take your breath. Cause I'm the one that you see. Remember me.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Yesterday when I was going through the comments, I came upon a comment. I can't remember which was one of the ladies, and they were talking about, well, there's a group of people out there who are selling cards. You go in, this has been around forever. You go and you go into the goddamn administrative admiralty and you rescind all your fucking signatures. It costs a fucking mint. It's not, it is fucking unlawful. Because what they're doing is trying to set a precedence that you can have your rights contracted away from you. You fucking can't. They spit on our goddamn Bill of Rights. And see, you know, they're talking about individual free sovereign. Where's the first place you ever heard that? You know what we got here? We got 12 years of us living like goddamn animals. My wife's fucking dead. To give you what somebody else wants to sell you, what already belongs to you. They want to monetize on it. So they took the information that we've spent 12 fucking years putting together, and they used it to fucking, well, they were the sovereign citizen movement before, only there were too stupid of fucking morons to realize that their handle was an oxymoron. Huh? What they are doing is treason. Because it sets a precedence that you can have your rights contracted away from you. You fucking can't. Because no authority can exist for that contract via the fucking ninth article to make that fucking contract fucking able to take your rights. Your rights cannot be fucking taken. They can't be contracted away. And they can't be fucking even given away. And you are born with them. And don't tell me I ain't got fucking rights unless you want to try and do it to my face, you motherfucking shyster cocksuckers. That's what they did. See, they couldn't figure it out, people. So they take some poor son of a bitch with a brain who can figure it out. Take 12 years of their fucking work they've tried to get into here so many fucking times. Join us. Fuck you. That Bill of Rights belongs to the fucking people, and it's absolute unalienable fucking law. And it ain't no goddamn statute, you fucking punk bitch. And you, every one of you that has said it, I have you people write down who these motherfuckers are, because when you slap, hey, you know what? You fucking people are like the ones that are buying into this shit. You ones with fucking money. They're just like the son of a bitches during the fucking uprising that was hijacked and the war of northern aggression. You're buying your fucking way out. You don't buy a fucking right, you stupid ass. And I'll tell you what, once this goddamn fucking common law courts are reinstated and we've got this place fast, flash your fucking card at me. I'll see you hanging out on front of the goddamn fucking courthouse. You are helping them fucking create the illusion that a right can be contracted away. And it cannot. Read the motherfucker. They won't put that goddamn Bill of Rights on the fucking on the front of their fucking page because it's too easy and they can't make fucking money off it. Every one of them's incorporated. Every one of them's sitting on a pocket. They don't give a fuck about your rights. They don't give a fuck about nobody's rights. They give a fuck about the money in their pocket. And all of you that have paid, you ain't getting out of it, you motherfuckers. You have aided and abetted the enemy during the fucking worst time of the fucking war for the defense of the fucking Bill of Rights, the unalienable, ratified by the representatives of the people. Absolute jurisdictional authority of we the people, law of December 15, 1791. It can't be touched. You know it can't be touched. If it was a fucking goddamn statute, it would already be gone. The people who wrote it were fucking smarter than you fucking pricks. But I've known these pricks have been here all along. They've been trying to get in and use the information that we fucking starved to get and gave to you. Trying to get the handle on it so they could fucking monetize it and sell it because they're fucking goddamn capitalist prick, fucking mammon worshiping son of a bitchin' leeches. You couldn't figure it out on your own. So this is how this goddamn country's worked for too long. That's why we're in the mess we're in. The people with the fucking brains who fucking can fucking figure shit out are fucking, they figure something out or they invent something. I mean, you look across history. They invent something. Oh, it ends up goddamn some fucking Jew owns it. Some fucking group of fucking cock-sucking punk bitch motherfuckers like you. Hey, any of you fuckers want to come call me on this? Huh? You know where I'm at. You fucking couldn't think. You can't. If you ever had original thought, it was a lonely motherfucker. Remember they were the fucking sovereign citizens. Sovereign citizens. That's all you fucking heard. You heard fucking individual, free, sovereign, national the first time on in the fucking trenches. And by God, we spent 12 fucking years working on this. And my wife's life. And these cocksuckers are monetizing it. And not only are they monetizing it, but they're creating a fucking goddamn illusion. They're creating a fucking precedence that you can contract a right of way. And you, by God, can't. Read a fucking dictionary, you fucking dickheads. When you're found out for who you are, you will stand trial. I'll fucking process. Come into a goddamn common law court with me with your goddamn paperwork. I'll shove it up your fucking ass till it comes out your ears. And it'll be hanging out your ears when you're hanging, you son of a bitch and treasonous bastards. That Bill of Rights is for every fucking person on this goddamn fucking continent that is in the United States of these Americas. It belongs to the poor man. It belongs to the middle fucking class, man. It belongs to the fucking every human being, and it is applicable. See, they're trying to tell you, oh, this was just a fucking keep government in check. Bullshit. You think your next door neighbor can't violate your fucking rights? That is the law of this fucking land. It is the common law of this fucking land, complete with the fucking maximums and the goddamn absolute fucking procedures that must be followed. And you cannot get nowhere. I mean, you cannot get jurisdiction over nobody, no free national anywhere else. And I spit on you son of a bitches that are going and buying your way out of it. It's just like I said during the Civil War and during the fucking so-called Revolutionary War. The fucking people with the money, they paid surrogates to go face the fucking bullets because they didn't have the fucking guts or the balls. And you motherfuckers out there putting up these fucking... Well, see, they waited. They were sitting there, man. We were pushing them back. And when Laura died, they saw their fucking opportunity to jump in there and start fucking making bank on somebody else's fucking mind. You know, I'll tell you what, you know how smart I am. I'm coming for you motherfuckers. We'll see who's got the goddamn brains and who's just a sleazy motherfucking leech. Bastard son of a bitch. Flash that fucking card after we get into action. See where it gets your ass. You'll be hanging because you have aided and abetted the enemy in fucking putting forth the notion that you're fucking my fucking rights are my fucking rights as an individual. See, that's what they're trying to do. Well, you can't. You're not born with rights. You're born with freedom. Fuck you. How stupid do you think people are? We are born with that whole fucking Bill of Rights as a part of it. And because it's written down, see, it has no force in law. Well, I think your fucking cards are written down, aren't they? They were done off of fucking goddamn. How many fucking filings did you have to do in the fucking administrative admiralty to get that fucking card? I've known about the fucking cards. I'm not going to beg somebody. I'm not going to plead. I'm not going to remove my name from any fucking contract. I don't have to. My rights are abso-fucking-lute no matter fucking what. And the only place they can be challenged is in a common law court. These son of a bitches that come up to you, these fucking thugs, these hired mercenaries have no jurisdiction. Learn that word, jurisdiction. See, they learned it. They learned this shit from this fucking site. Why we fucking, like I said, we live like fucking animals. And my wife died. Thousands of her hours were put into this. So some cock-sucking little butt leech, dumb son of a bitch, who thinks a sovereign citizen is something, could fucking capitalize on it. I'll tell you what, capitalist, your ass is going in the ground. Hope I got that across. Let's see what we got to look at. We ain't got shit hardly today for fucking articles. I had to call up and explain that we don't allow Trump card shit on here. But we're going to have a lot of articles that nobody else fucking has because we got some people going after them. All right, let's see what the fuck's up here. Use my fucking work, you dirty son of a bitches. Hey, my fucking mind produced that. The people on this site fucking enhanced it. We discovered shit together. From the trenches is the goddamn only reason you fucking leeches can exist. You don't know your ass from a fucking hole in the ground. And I'll show you how fucking stupid you are. I'll take you into a common law court and have your ass hanging within a fucking hour, you fucking treasonous son of a bitches. And every one of you fuckers that goes out and pays your money, buys your fucking fee. You don't buy a goddamn right, you stupid ass. But I, man, if this guy here, he's connected with this guy here, I'm sure everybody's getting kickbacks. But they did all that through statutes, didn't they? And then tell you, though, your Bill of Rights is statutes. No, it fucking ain't. It is a declaration of right in articles. It is a body of law that cannot be touched. It has to be enforced. That's why, you know, you would be out of fucking business if you put that motherfucker on the front page of every fucking one claiming to be a fucking patriot, which you are not. You are a fucking traitor. And you're a fucking leech. You don't have a brain. So, I mean, this is where this fucking world has went. The people with the fucking brains that do all the fucking inventing, that solve all the fucking problems. Well, I mean, it's like, you know, I paid that guy $10 an hour to do thinking that I'm going to get fucking the credit for and fucking millions of fucking dollars in my pocket. That's what they got out of your fucking from the trenches, people. That's what they got out of. We gave it to you. You know why? Because you can't sell somebody what already belongs to them. We just wanted our goddamn rights back. And the only way we get them is for us all come together, and these motherfuckers are a detriment and a threat to that fucking eventuality. Make no mistake. The Khazarian Mafia, you don't know what you don't know by Peterson James. And some of these I didn't get to read because I had them send in some more because they weren't the right thing. The Hidden History of the Incredible Evil Khazarian Mafia Update. Secret History of Khazarian Mafia and its Evil Plan to Hijack the Whole World, now revealed for the first time. Note, the history of the Khazarians, specifically the Khazarian Mafia, the world's largest organized crime syndicate. No, they're all in it together. It's an international corporate mafia. They're fucking all vying for fucking what they can fucking steal from people, like you fucking thieves that fucking steal people's ideas. Well, it didn't belong to me. I just understood it. But I, instead of taking, hey, thanks, Henry, for teaching me that I'm not fucking goddamn a fucking citizen. I mean, a fucking subject slave. Thank you, Henry. No, hey, I can make a buck off this. Hey, my woman died doing this for you people. And you fucking take, you butt leech motherfuckers. You got no fucking brain. If you had one, you'd take it out and play with it. And I'm going to play with you. I'll show you what fucking intelligence is, you son of a bitch. There's nobody in my goddamn family that doesn't have a genius level IQ. We'll all go at you, you fuckers. The present day KM, that would be, because they're in Mafia, knows it, that I didn't get to read this because, like I said, I wanted something different. No, it cannot operate or exist with abject secrecy. Aside from the history books, that prevent citizens of the world. Citizens of the world from learning about its evil beyond imagination that empowers the world's largest organized crime cabal. They're all in it together. The Tsaris are running for goddamn sure. That's the top of the roster who the Tsar is. The author of the article have done their best to resurrect this lost secret history and their large international organized crime syndicate, best referred to as the Khazarian Mafia, and make this history available to the world via the internet, which is the new Gutenberg Press. It has been exceedingly difficult to reconstruct the hidden secret history of the KM, so please excuse my minor inaccuracies or errors, which are unintentional and are due to the difficulty in digging out the true history of the Khazaria and its mafia. We have done the best we can to reconstruct it. On up here. It was Mike Harris that connected the dots and made the actual discovery of the presence of the Khazarian Mafia, secret history, and blood oath to take revenge on Russia for helping Americans win the Revolutionary War and the Civil War, and their blood oath of revenge against America and Americans for winning these wars and sustaining the Union. We're going to crush your fucking asses too, cocksuckers. Get your fucking ass over here and let's get to fighting. At the Syrian Conference on Combating Terrorism and Religious Extremism, December 1st, 2014, in his keynote address, Veterans Today senior editor and director Gordon Duff disclosed publicly for the first time ever that the world terrorism is actually due to a large international organized crime syndicate. No! Associated with Israel? No, not with Israel. This disclosure sent shockwaves at the conference, and almost instantly around the world, as almost every world leader received reports of Gordon Duff's historical disclosure that same day, some within minutes. I gotta take a drink of water. My mouth started from fucking screaming about the thieves. Use other people. Yes, I tell you what, that's how fucking empires crumble. You fucking brainless motherfuckers. And the shockwaves from the historic speech in Damascus continues to reverberate around the world even to this day. And now Gordon Duff has asked President Putin to release Russian intel, which will expose about 300 traitors in Congress. Is that all? For their serious serial felonies and statutory espionage on behalf of the Khazarian Mafia against America and many Middle East nations. We know now that the Khazarian Mafia is waging a secret war against America and Americans by the use of false flag, GLADO-style terrorism and via the illegal and unconstitutional, fuck that Constitution. Don't stick it in there. It don't exist. Constitution, Federal Reserve System. They have the constitutional federal. No, it ain't constitutional. It's a fucking fraud and it's a fucking crime. Reserve System, the IRS, fucking crime. The FBI, fucking crime. FEMA, fucking crime. Homeland Security, fucking crime. TSA, fucking crime. We know for certain that the KM was responsible for deploying an inside job GLADO-style false flag attack on America on 9/11, as well as the Mira building bombing on April 9th, 1995. Well, of course we do. Have we been talking? I mean, have we been talking about this? But I mean, here it is actually coming out in print, and you're going to see a lot more like this. You're going to see the shit that they've taken down because we got people that are going after it. The Hidden History of the Incredible Evil Khazarian Mafia. This is by Preston James and Mike Harris, Veterans Today. I think this was sent in by Maria Earle. 100 to 800 AD, an incredible evil society emerges in Khazaria. Khazarians developed into a nation ruled by an evil king who had ancient Babylon black arts occult oligarchs serving as his court. During this time, Khazarians became known to surrounding countries as thieves, murderers, road bandits, and for assuming the identities of those travelers they murdered as a normal occupational practice of the way of life. Yeah. 800 AD, the ultimatum is delivered by Russia and other surrounding nations. The leader of the surrounding nation, of the surrounding nations, especially Russia, have had so many years of complaints by their citizens that as a group, they deliver an ultimatum to the Khazarian king. They send a communique to the Khazarian king that he must choose one of the three Abrahamic religions for his people and make his official state religion and require all Khazarian citizens to practice it and socialize all Khazarian children to practice that faith. The Khazarian king was given a choice between Islam, Christianity, and Judaism. The Khazarian king chose Judaism and promised to stay within the requirements laid out by the surrounding confederacy of nations led by the Russian Tsar, despite his agreement and promise, the Khazarian king and his inner circle of oligarchs kept practicing ancient Babylon black magic, also known as secret Satanism. The secret Satanism involved occult ceremonies featuring child sacrifice after bleeding them out, drinking their blood, and eating their hearts. What are they fucking doing today? We're fucking sitting there watching it. The deep state, the deep dark secret of the occult ceremonies was the way they were all based on ancient Baal worship, also known as worship of the owl. In order to, so we got that Bohemian Groves where they're out there, all these fuckers who are running this goddamn country, all of these esquires, this fucking king's law. Hey, Chuck, we're taking it back, buddy. You're fucking going down, dude. In order to fool the Confederacy of the Nations led by Russia that were watching Khazaria, the Khazarian king melded these Luciferian black magic practices with Judaism and created a secret satanic hybrid religion known as Babylonian Talmudism. This was made the national religion of Khazaria and nurtured the same evil that Khazaria was known for before. Well, yes, they did. Sadly, the Khazarians continued their evil ways, robbing and murdering those from surrounding countries who traveled through Khazaria. Khazarian robbers often attempted to assume their identities after they murdered these visitors. They became masters of disguise and false identities, a practice they have continued even to this day, along with their child sacrifice occult ceremonies, which are actually accidental or ancient Baal worship. And we know how many kids go missing. We know the fucking human trafficking going on. These motherfuckers are operating right out in the open. You know what? We're allowing it. We're allowing it because somebody wants to stuff their fucking pockets. Rather than step up and everybody step up in front of that goddamn document that was meant to save us from this, I can make a fucking buck. I can make a buck off your dead wife, you fucking scum. You didn't know what a fucking American national was. You didn't know who you were, you motherfucker. We gave it to you and you fucking used it to monetize. Why, we fucking did without because we wouldn't take money for what belonged to other people. About 1200 AD, the Russians led a group of nations surrounding Khazaria and invaded it in order to stop the Khazarian crimes against their people, which included kidnapping of their young children and infants for the blood sacrifice ceremonies to Baal. The Khazarian king and his inner court of criminals and murderers came to be known as the Khazarian Mafia by the neighboring countries. The Khazarian leaders had a well-developed spy network through which they obtained prior warning and escaped from Khazaria to Europe, European nations to the west, taking their vast fortune with them in gold and silver. They laid low and regrouped while assuming new identities in secret. They continued their satanic child blood and sacrifice rituals and trusted Baal to give them the whole world and all its riches, all as they claimed he had promised them, as long as they kept bleeding out and sacrificing children and infants for him. The Khazarian king and his court mafia plotted internal revenge against the Russians and the surrounding nations that invaded Khazaria and drove them from power. The Khazarian mafia invades England after being expelled for 100 years. To accomplish their invasion, they hired Oliver Cromwell to murder King Charles I and make England safe for banking again. This began the English Civil Wars, which raged for nearly a decade, resulting in regicide of the royal family and the hundreds of the genuine English nobility. This is how the city of London was set up and the banking capital of Europe and launched at the beginning of the British Empire. See these low lives, they're fucking in every fucking... These are the same kind of son of a bitches that bleed. They suck off of other people. They suck. You should have to take care of these cocksuckers. They're as bad as the invaders from the south. They fucking steal. These are the motherfuckers who have stolen the fortunes out of this country. These are the motherfuckers who are going to hang. These are the motherfuckers who are going to fucking give it all back. We're taking it back. David Icke was the first to ever courageously expose Rothschild's policies publicly, in front of hundreds. This, of course, makes him an international hero, and we need more with his kind of courage to break open the cover-up hiding the Khazarian mafia and bring an end to their world illegitimate power. Well, hey, we just gave them a couple more $1 billion over there in Ukraine, didn't we? Ain't that where they come from? Huh? The Khazarian mafia decides to infiltrate and hijack all world banking using Babylonian black magic, also known as Babylonian money magic, or the secret art of making money from nothing, also using the power of pernicious usury to accumulate interest. This is what we've fucking seen. And we let them do it. We fucking let them do it. The Khazarian mafia used their vast fortune to enter into a new system of banking based on secret Babylonian black magic, money magic, that they claim to have learned from the evil spirits of Baal in return for their many child sacrifices. The Babylonian money magic involved the substitution of paper credit certificates for gold and silver deposits, which allowed travelers to travel with their money. This is like the Crusades, the Crusades to Jerusalem. Silver deposits, which allowed travelers to travel with their money in a form that offered easy replacement should they lose the certificates or have them stolen. Interesting, however, every problem that was started by the Khazarians also had a solution provided by them eventually. The Khazarian king and his small surrounding court infiltrated Germany with a group that chose the name the Bowers of Germany to represent them and carry on their bow power system of evil. The Bowers and the Red Shield, the Red Shield, which represents their secret blood-based child sacrifice, changed their name to Rothschilds, a.k.a. Child of the Rock, Satan. And, you know, you go through this shit, and you know, whether you're a believer or not, these motherfuckers did this. I've read through fucking Crowley's books, and I know all about this fucking shit these son of a bitches did. The Rothschilds, as the front men for the Khazarian Mafia, infiltrated and hijacked British banking and then hijacked the whole nation of England. Bauer Rothschilds had five sons who infiltrated and took over Europe banking and the City of London central banking system through various crafty covert operations, including a false report of Napoleon winning against the British when actually he lost. He allowed the Rothschilds to use fraud and deception to distill the wealth of the English nobility and the laden gentry who had made business investments with the City of London banking institutions. I don't know how far this goes on. Like I said, I've never seen it, but it's gone on far enough. Anyway, we're going to take a break and we'll come back and we'll talk about this, because this is what they are fucking doing. These masses, these fucking freaks, these goddamn mental fucking deficients. This is what they're fucking, we can talk about pretty much anything. If we don't have reason to fucking fight, if the people don't have the balls to fucking fight, I guess they can do any goddamn thing they want, but this is a handful, just a fucking handful that we're allowing to tromp us under fucking foot and let them fucking come step up and talk about our fucking Bill of Rights like they have any authority in it. My Bill of Rights belongs to me as an individual. There are no two like me, and it's a part of my fucking being. That's the way it was fucking, it's nature, motherfucker. It's a natural right. And we will enforce that son of a bitch, and you will not have your new world order, you bastards. Anyways, we will be back in just a moment, maybe here, get the right thing. Yeah, we'll be back in a minute.
Listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Sometimes it just ain't enough to fit into the plan. Always wondering what else is out there, what you want to do. I get the feeling more and more now I've been made the fool. To take you wrong, to call you say, say you don't even try. Back in the fall, I guess nobody sees I ain't satisfied. And I don't remember what it is they done to me.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. We don't fucking rip you off. We don't sell you your fucking freedom. We tell you you're free and show you how. We're not looking to fucking goddamn suck mammon's ass, you fucking scum. Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively, Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1245 Pacific Time, and that course was Hogjaw with Swamp. You know, if I can... Yes.
I'm really glad you touched on that sovereign citizen debacle. I only can say that all my life, any time, adult life, that I came across that, it was always so laden with all kinds of details and facts and loopholes, and you had to go through one person to get to the next to pay a fee. And then you also, they made it so, sophisticated intellectually that you needed someone to interpret it for you so they could tell you what your rights were. And it always was like an anti-people thing. So I'm glad you're bringing them to their knees because they're out for the mammon. Thank
they
you.
They sure as hell are. And, you know, the sovereign citizen, this is your old sovereign citizen movement until we show to them. Are you that really that stupid? That is an oxymoron. You know, they were big selling. Anybody that would fucking try to make money off of this is a fucking low-life son of a bitch. That's all there is to it. I mean, we have fucking lived a life of poverty to give the people their fucking, to let them know who they are, what their jurisdictional authority is, and then tell them about their goddamn obligation to enforce that fucking law. And it is law. And then when they come up and try to say, it's not, you're born free, but you're not with liberty, fuck you. Come here and say that to my face, you son of a bitch. Or I'll have you in a common law court and you can fucking say it there just before you go outside to the goddamn rope. Don't you goddamn tell me what a body of law is. You don't know shit about law. You never did. That's why you were goddamn sovereign citizens, you fucking fools.
Yeah.
So you use people. Sorry.
Yeah, that's true. Plus, they exploit the people that they sell it to because the marketing is like, it's the coolest thing ever. You're going to be so free, nothing can touch you. And there's absolutely no mention of the Bill of Rights. And so we know that they're serving the enemy.
Of course. You're free right now. The Bill of Rights is, they have to go back to the Bill of Rights to get to sovereign citizen. I mean, sovereign national. We're not citizens. And the argument was made clear. I mean, we've spent 12 years of the research and the people on the site. I mean, we uncovered it fucking all. And we didn't do it for a fucking, to monetize it, to sell to our brothers and sisters. Well, you can have your freedom if you pay me some money. You son of a bitches that paid, whip out your card. That card will be a trip to the goddamn... I'll take you into a common law court, and I'll show you what aiding and abetting the enemy's all about. My rights cannot... See, that's the way I'm free. I am a sovereign national. But I don't have to fucking fill out no fucking paper. I filled out a goddamn mandamus with the fucking... And it was... I wasn't charged with goddamn perjury, so I must have been correct. And I have the paperwork down there. It shows that I am a sovereign national. And I didn't have to go pay no son of a bitch to do it. I just had to learn who I was and how to assert that. And anybody, I mean, you think about it. They had it so that it was written so that a third grader could interpret it and understand what it is. But those assholes couldn't do it. With their sovereign citizen movement, I laughed at it the first time I heard about it. And then that was big, the ACLU, and they helped type it. I think it was a goddamn government operation. To keep the people away from the simplicity of the fucking Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights is simple, and it says what it says, and it says it in fact. and it can, and it's the highest law in the land. I mean, anything notwithstanding is irrelevant. It can't happen. You can't do it. So I am free, and I didn't have to pay somebody to be free. And as far as them talking about, well, it's just right when it's written down on a piece of paper, you see, it becomes statute. No, it does not. That's not different. And you're in the administrative admiralty, it does. But everything that they've done is within the administrative admiralty, and they're trying to create the illusion that they can contract your rights away. They cannot. That law is absolute. Anything to the contrary, no contract would have force of law behind it, because it would be in violation of the law of the ninth article. It would create a power that can't exist. And it's that simple. And we, you know, but it took, I mean, as simple as it was, it still took 12 years of, you know, working it out to get it to where everybody could fucking understand who they are. These son of a bitches didn't understand who they are. I'm a sovereign citizen. You know, they were fucking retards. And they were working in the goddamn administrative admiralty using the federal rules of civil procedure, and they thought that was their fucking avenue. We showed them that it is not the fucking avenue. The avenue is you stand up and the people of this country are the supreme superior jurisdictional authority, and we're telling your ass, you're going to fucking obey our law or we're going to kill you. You are not going to enslave us. Our goddamn property belongs to us. You son of a bitches who have stolen from us are giving it back. You're going on trial, and you're going to fucking hang. And you get coming against us, we will shoot your fucking ass down. Just bring it on whenever you're fucking ready. Sorry, go ahead.
I do think you're right about the government being behind the sovereign citizen movement.
Oh, yeah.
And they invalidate our intelligence and try to make our understanding be diminished. And they think that the more words they put in, the more official it makes it. Just the same way with doctor's prescriptions in the early days had to be written in Latin. They want us out of the loop, like we can't, to just determine what's best for our own lives. Thank you.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely correct. I mean, the bottom line is it's there. It's not going anywhere. If they had the powers, just like the guns, if they could take it, they would. If they dared try to touch that fucking Bill of Rights, I guarantee I would attack. I think that about 40 million fucking people would attack. You ain't touching it. It's not goddamn legislation. Legislation's made by legislators. That's a declaration of rights made by the people. It's ours. It belongs to each individual. And each individual has the right to enforce it on the fucking spot. And I don't got it. And these, like I said, these people going out and buying these cards, they got the fucking money to do it. I mean, this has been around for fucking God, 40 years. You know, you go and you rescind every fucking contract, and then you have to put an ad in the paper, all this fucking shit, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And then you get the goddamn, all it is you've removed the contracts. I can sign any son of a bitching thing I want. I just sign it under duress. And I put the fucking UCC code there. It ain't worth the paper it's written on. You got your signature, give me my shit. But you can't, when you turn around and try to use that document, it's under duress. It ain't worth nothing. Because I signed under duress. And they hate that. They hate the fact that people, I mean, the people just started signing under duress. You know, UD is all UD-UCC-1205-207. It's that simple. And then whatever they tried to get you to sign your rights away. Not that even if I signed it, they could take my rights away. Because there can be no contract, according to the ninth article, that would give the authority to deny or disparage any right. It's clear, it's plain, it's written simple. And like the way they try to explain the ninth article, they finally said the ninth article, but they came up with that same bullshit. I can read the enumeration, that is the writing down in the Constitution, a separate document, shall not be construed as to deny or disparage certain rights which are authority shall not be construed, that is interpreted, as to deny or disparage others retained by the people. Our rights are absolute. You don't pay for a right. When you go down and you buy a gun and you do that background check, you're paying to exercise a right. And by God, look up a right and see if you pay for it. You don't. And there are rights, son of a bitches. And we proved it to you fucking back in 1775, and we're ready to prove it to you again. Our fucking rights are absolute, and we'll blow fucking holes in any son of a bitch that thinks they can fucking violate our law. Because our law is the highest and only, it's the only fucking law in this country. Only law ever fucking ratified, besides the 28th Amendment with that fucking Volstead Act. But right then and there, the people, should, they could have dusted that, they could have said, remove it. It's a violation of the fucking, it's a violation of the Bill of Rights, plain and simple. But they have worked so many, they've worked hundreds of years against that, to try to move that little, that we've got one fucking document, 10 fucking articles, 10, and now you see them, I was looking at the thing, and they're writing up their fucking UN fucking dictates, and they're writing them up in articles, like they have the authority to fucking do it. They, it's just like when this federal government, I mean this federal corporation, excuse me, when they were claiming they were making a federal government, they had no authority to write anything. The people didn't elect those fuckers that were in the Continental Congress in Pennsylvania. The people didn't have a goddamn thing to say about it. And the people did not ratify it. The people did not agree to it. All we agreed to was the Bill of Rights. And the Bill of Rights stands above all. If you're, I don't give a shit what you write down on a piece of paper. It don't mean shit if it violates any of the fucking procedural due process or the maximums in the fucking Bill of Rights, plain and simple. And that Bill of Rights is our way out. And they're going to try and lead us away from it. They're going to try and lead us away from it. And the people that you people with money, you think you can buy your way out of this? You can't. Because when we're going to, we, the people here are going to have to fight. And when it's all over and you come up and, yeah, I'm an American national, whip that card out, the cuffs are going on your ass, and you're going to fucking to a common law court. And I'm going to show how you aided and abetted the enemy in putting forth the lie that a right can be taken by contract and not violate the ninth article, period. It can't. No authority exists for any such contract, and fucking you know it. And fuck your uniform commercial code. Shove it up your ass. There is no jurisdictional authority for it in the United States for the American nationals. Shove it up your ass. I'm an American national, you motherfucker. In fact, like I said, where's the first time you ever heard anybody say it? Anybody who fucking figured it out. I'm not a fucking goddamn citizen. I'm not, sure as hell not no goddamn, what the hell do they call it? Sovereign citizen. Sovereign citizen. When I first time I heard it, you know, I'm not no sovereign citizen. I'm a fucking national. I came from this fucking earth. I'm a living man, and my fucking rights came with me. I was born with them, and the only way you get them is killing me, and I'll fight you to the fucking death, you motherfuckers. And I mean, how many years did we spend fucking affirming these facts? I mean, finding the history, putting things straight, so that some, but those leeches, they were always fucking out there. They're always looking for a way to monetize. I mean, how could you want to monetize it? I mean, you could have the money. I mean, you capitalist piece of shit. You could have more money than you can imagine just by taking back what belongs to you, but you're too fucking chicken shit. You ain't going to fight, you people that buy them cards. You're buying, trying to buy your way out of the fight? Well, you'll end up at the end of a fucking rope then for fucking goddamn complicity with the fucking enemy, because that's what this is. There are no contracts. I don't give a shit if I sign 10,000 contracts. There is no contract that can remove one fucking comma in that fucking Bill of Rights. It is abso-fucking-lute. And we are supposed to be enforcing it. And the problem, only problem with the Bill of Rights right now is we are not enforcing it. And we're allowing shysters. And that's what they are. They're fucking parasites. They're fucking goddamn butt leeches. You try and find, oh, look what that man figured out. Look, he ain't monetized. We can monetize that and make us a bunch of money using his fucking brain. Well, my fucking brain can do other things too, you son of a bitch, and you're about to find it out. Anyways, I've had enough of this for today. I'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches. on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, man, think about, I mean, you think about these motherfuckers. Think about all you old trenchers out there, all the years we spent doing this so that some fucking butt leech, fucking money worshiping, incorporated piece of trash could come and fucking use it to fucking force the fucking paperwork through the goddamn administrative admiralty, because the way that's how they, you know, tell us, oh, your law can't exist, but this law exists, and I got, you got to fill out 45,000 fucking papers to fucking get it. But this law exists because, well, yeah, I know it's written down too, but it's not like you're writing down. Fuck you. That's ratified law. It wasn't just written down. It was fucking voted on by representatives of the people that the people voted into office, because that's all the people ever fucking wanted was their goddamn rights. And fuck you fucking butt leech motherfuckers. That's the word from the trenches. Oh, yeah,